Welcome to the FUMU Yerushalmi Shir, sponsored for the month of Tevis by Janine and Kyle Nathan. In honor of the birth of their grandchildren, Aliza, Rachel, and Rafael Simcha, we should always share in Simchas. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Memvov in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shishi, starting Halach A in the bottom of Daf Memvov base. So the Mishnah. So we learned before, the Mishnah told us, that you're not allowed to take these bands that are made out of other material on the hair. And the reason was because it gets very tight, and when a woman has to go to the mikvah, she has to remove it, she may come to carry it on Shabbos. But if these strings, if these threads are made out of hair, then it's okay, because it does not get very tight, and you don't have to remove it when you go to the mikvah. So you say, should be chutei seir, strings made out of hair. It doesn't matter if it's her hair or her friend's hair. Even an animal's hair, it's fine. As we mentioned before, that's the frontlet and some kind of a headband or head jewelry that we saw before not to use it because it may fall off or may be removed by the woman. But here the Mishnah says it's okay when it's sewed to the hat, to the thing she puts on her head, so now she knows she's not going to remove it. Ube kovul, which is the undercap, ube peyanochis, which is a wig, bechotzer. She could go out in the chotzer because you don't want to be misgana and baila, so you want to have something nice to wear, but not to go with it out to shusarabi. Ube moich shebeozno, it's cotton that you put in the ear to absorb the moist coming out of the ear. Ube moich shebesandal, cotton put on a shoe. Ube moich sheitkina lenidoso, moich that's put for the period, a pad. She can go out with that. There's no chashash that she'll remove it in Rosh Hashanah. Or with pilpo, which is pepper that a woman puts in her mouth to take a bad smell away. Or with gargosh melach, which is a piece of salt that's done for before. Or with chol davar she ten l'stuch pio. Anything she puts in her mouth is fine. Without she'll ten betchilu b'Shabbos, she not put it on Shabbos itself because refuah is also on Shabbos. So it needs to be there before Shabbos. V'im nofal loitase, it fell out of her mouth. She not put it back in. Shen teitevis, which means a replacement tooth. V'shen shel zov, a tooth made out of gold. Rabbi Mati v'chachim oiser. Rabbi says you're allowed to go out with it. Chomim oiser. We'll see in the Gemara why. So the Gemara chamer by Amy Omar Kamir of Yudo Menashio Bar Menasho. According to Rabbi Chaim, you don't use the word Menashio. It says Bar Yirmiyo. When we said that you could take the hair of somebody else, a young woman cannot take care of an older woman, and an older woman should not use hair of a younger woman. Explains the Gemara of Mevovim with Aleph. But we did learn, we're going to learn the next Mishnah, that bonus, the young girls can go out with different types of chutin, different types of strings. And Rabbi Shab Yudah fill korchal tzavara, even if it's connected to her neck. Because I would say that maybe only when it's on the hair, which that's what he spoke about in the beginning of the perek, then young girls could go out with these strings. Maybe they don't attach it so much. But on the neck, maybe it should be a problem. Chidush is, no, girls, young girls don't go to the mikvah. So there's no chashash that they will remove these strings. So what is the Gemara asking? You see, you put these strings, even though they don't, not similar to her hair. So what's the difference between that and putting a hair of an older woman? So the Gemara of Shmuel Shazero, Tamon, we're using the gears of Rav Chaim, Tamon she'eino yechila lehavi chut doime l'se'aro. There, when you put strings, and it's never similar to the hair. So that's the norm. Many women use that. So yoytzei, that's what you get. She's going to go out like everybody else. Usually most women have their own hair. She wants to use the hair of somebody else. It's a little embarrassing. As long as it looks like her hair, then it's fine. But if it's clearly different, she can't. Anything that's put on the hair is called a peyo, meaning it's called the wig. So anything that's good, it's put over there. Rav Yana's ear says the Gemara, Nafal Udre Doidne. He had this cotton they put in his ear and it fell off. He wanted to return it. Bishabta on Shabbos itself. Vigoru boy chaveruv. His friend says, what are you doing? Mishum, according to the Gersa Rav Chaim, is Mishum Refua. Because as we said, is this considered to be healing? He not allowed to do Refua on Shabbos. So explains now the girl, what's the machlokes? Rav Yonah saw that Meimar Shemen who Shemirape. It's not the actual cotton that heals. It's the oil which is in the cotton that heals. Here, just putting back the cotton, it's not a problem. The Chaim Savri Meimar Muchu Shemirape. The actual cotton is the thing which heals. Someone has pain in his ear. Put here the oil on his head and do a lechisha. He should do a lechisha and put the oil. As long as he doesn't put it with his hand or with a kli, but he does it with a little bit shinui, puts it on his ear and then it drips into the ear. So you see, bishinui is mutter. So why did the friends of Aviana say that you can't do it over here? They should at least allow a bishinui. So therefore, the Gemara goes to explain a different explanation in the Machlekes. And the Gemara is referring to what we're going to see later in the Masechta, a Machlekes Rabbanon and Rabbi Yossi. Are you allowed to take Kisui Kelim? Kisui Kelim means covers of different vessels. Are you allowed to carry them without a handle? Why? Because when you take a Kisui Karkois, you take a cover that goes on something which is connected to the ground, you must have a handle. Because without a handle, it looks like you're adding to the ground. If you have a handle, it looks like something which is going to be removed, and it's not considered to be boinah, you're not building on the ground. The shayla is, what about a regular kli? So Rabbanan say, even a regular kli doesn't have a handle, you can't take it along because it doesn't have a din of a kli without a handle. And Rabbi Yossi says it does, as long if it's not connected to the ground, it's fine. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yanai Sovar, Meimah, Locha, Rabbi Yossi. Locha's like a Rabbi Yossi, you don't have a handle unless it's connected to the ground. So therefore, you can take out this cotton, even though it doesn't have a handle. You need to have a handle. So this cotton requires a handle. So it says the Gemara, so why are they arguing? So it says the another explanation. Everybody agrees that when you have a carcass and connected to the ground, so then the kisui needs to have a handle. Question is, do you treat an odom like a karka or not? So Rav Yanai says, not like a karka. So therefore, the cotton that goes in the ear doesn't need to have a handle. And the chaveirim hold that we treat odom like a karka, and then we do need to have a handle. And the Gemara brings a riot to this. The b'chir b'ashi made a handle to the cotton that goes in the ear. Why? Because he treats an odom like a karka. Does Rabbi Yanai argue in that and he holds all them as not kakako? Elakini, you talk about the same case, there is a handle. Rabbi Yanai, Sovar Meimar, ain't Shchiach Umalach Ba'am Ba'amis. It's not Shchiach that he's going to take it out of his hand and carry four Amis, which is a Rabbi. The Chavar Savi Meimar, Shchiach Umalach Ba'am Ba'amis. It's Shchiach that he's going to come and carry for four Amis. Meaning, everybody agrees you could put the Moich Meikar Adin into the ear. The problem is, if you allow him to put it back, maybe he's going to come carry for four amas. That's the machlekes, and that's the conclusion regarding the machlekes of Yanai and Rabbanon. Selim Omer Amano, show me stam in of Shmuel b'Shem Reb Zehira v'loy ono yodo mashomis. Says I heard some reasoning regarding our Mishnah, but I don't know what I heard. My kedon, what is it? So Omer says the following: we learned regarding a tooth, a replacement tooth that fell. So we say you can't put the tooth back. So Amar Yisim is Tavur B'Shen Shel Zov Shom De Lo Biyoyke Lo Teitze Dinoflo Machzor Le. It makes sense in a golden tooth that's very expensive, and if it falls off, she's going to want to put it back. So therefore, you can't go out with a golden tooth. Continues the one that Mivavon would base Shen De Teves Ma'islach. But what will be the reason for a replacement tooth, which those days was made out of wood? Why does she have to? Why you can't go out with it? Even if it falls, she probably will just leave it there. Someone no. The explanation is, she's still a little fearful, she's scared, Meimru Lenaga to tell the carpenter, Ovid Lichoy, make me another one. She's going to fall and bring it back. Why is she afraid to tell the carpenter? Because she doesn't want people to know that she doesn't have a golden tooth. So she doesn't want to make too much of publication the fact that she needs this tooth made out of wood. Yosef and one of them had pain in his teeth. His friend told him that he could put oil over there. One had pain in his ear. His friend told him that he could put oil there. We don't know which one is the one who had the ear problem and he used the healing for the ear. Who had the tooth problem, put the healing for the tooth. Rav Yosef asked the doctor of Yaakov Baracho, what's going on with the teeth of Yaakov Baracho? I know you had pain. What are you doing to heal him? which according to Rav Chaya means is the Loshen is a little extra Loshen. You say, why didn't Rabbi Yossi tell the doctor, don't heal her on Shabbos? You have to say that he's the one who said that a tooth you're allowed to heal on Shabbos. So the story later, Rav Yassin is the one who had the tooth issue, and Rav Ami is the one who healed the ear. Now we learn at the end of the Mishnah that you have the pepper and you have the salt that you put in the mouth. And then the Mishnah said that if it was there before Shabbos, so you can leave it on Shabbos. And if it was down there before Shabbos, you can't put it on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Yannai, this is referring to only the pepper and the salt. Everything else you can put on Shabbos, because he holds, when you have, you could put the cotton into the ear on Shabbos, as we saw before. The friends that disagree with him said this end of the Mishnah goes on the entire Mishnah, that you can't do it on Shabbos, you can do it only before Shabbos. Halacha Vav Zog the Mishnah. Yoitzim b'selo shel tzinis. Tzinis is a wound that one has on his foot. And what they used to do, you take a sela, which is a coin, and put it on it to protect the wound, not to get hurt when he walks. You're allowed to use that on Shabbos. Habonis yoitzes b'chutin, as we saw before, the girls could go out with strings, even though older women can't, because they may come to release it in order to go to the mikvah. By young girls, we don't have that chashash. Afilu b'kismim sheboy's name. The girls that we have in the Mishnah is, they can even go with kismim sheboy's name, meaning chips in their ears. That, as Rav Chaim explains, they used to pierce the ears in order to keep the hole open. They used to put some chips in it. Aravios yoitzes rolis, woman from Arab countries can go with a veil. Umadoyos prufois, which means they put a type of a scarf over their head and attach it with a stone. And then when they make the knot around the stone, you can use that stone on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah v'chol adam, it's not only these women, but any person in the world could go with this because it's a levush. Ella Shadibri Chachim Bohevi, we just spoke about the usual concept that these women go with these clothes. Sidigmar Yaitzim Mitzel Shalatzinis, Sidigmar Pudgiro. That's the wound we're talking about this on the leg. Rav Agam Shem Raboma Memel Afilu Tas. Even a metal plate, meaning not even a coin, any metal plate is used also for this mako. Sidigmar Vatri Abanos Yotzois Bechutin. What we learned in the Mishnah, that you can go out with the strings. So Rabbi Shem Rav Yehuda, Afilu Korach Al Tzavor, as we saw before, we saw in Amud Aleph, even it's attached to the neck, not only to the hair. Abba Barbo Mafkid L'Shmuel Bri. Our Rabbi told Shmuel, his son, L'Sikaba Aloch Mastiso, don't use the Mishnah with the gears that we have. Ella, the gears, the correct gears is, Avaloi B'Kis B'Shemboi's name. They can't go out with the chips in their ears. It sounds like the Mishnah says they can go even with the chips in the ears. Chips in the ears are not part of the Levush, and now they can't go out on Shabbos. And the more concluded says, just the continuation of the Girsa of the Mishnah, Kinim Astisa, the way our Mishnah is, Arvios Yotzos Re'olois Midoyos Prufois. And just the right way to spell it, don't say Re'ulois, Elo Re'olois, which refers to the item. They go out with Re'olois, with a veil, not veiled. That's a Lashon according to Rav Chaim. Other Mefarshim explain that you have to say without a Vav. Don't say Arvios Yotzos Re'olois Ve'midoyos Prufois. As the Primoish explained, it has to be the one long sentence in the Mishnah. The Arvios Yotzos Re'olois, Midoyos Prufois, Vecholodom. The Vav is a continuation, so the Vav comes in the end and not in the middle. So it's just to correct the Girsa of our Mishnah. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Vav.